According to a report on National Business Daily, a newspaper on economic and financial news, the Chengdu Municipal People's Government in Sichuan Province published a guideline on promoting the development of finished houses on its official website on October the 17th. The city of Chengdu plans to sell only decorated houses by the end of 2022. Does it mean that home decoration will become an antiquity of the past? First of all, guys, let's talk about this guideline. What does it mean? What does it mean by saying only decorated houses will be sold by that finish date of 2022?
Well, the guideline is going to come into effect in steps. So, according to the guideline, by the end of 2020, 100% of the newly built commercial houses and welfare houses in the downtown area and 80% of the houses in rural areas will be finished house. And by finished house, we mean fully decorated houses. And all newly built commercial houses and welfare houses in Chengdu will be finished houses by the end of 2022. It means that after 5 years, all the commercial houses sold in Chengdu's housing market will be decorated before selling. So it's going to take a while, and in the next 5 years, everything, when you want to buy a new apartment, there's no choice but to go for those decorated houses.
Yeah, that's interesting you brought up choice, but certainly this is a totally different kind of standard of housing construction, I suppose, and what do you expect when you're purchasing new property as well. Huangshan, what are the standards or the definition that's been given when we talk about these finished houses or decorated houses?
Yeah, when we mentioned a fully decorated house, I can give you some examples. For example, when you move into a new house, the walls have been brushed, and electric wires, pipelines, switch sockets, equipment in the kitchen, or toilets have all been installed. And also, these houses may not have finished, refined decoration, but for the buyers, you can still take your belongings to live in a house immediately after you purchase it.
Meaning there may not be any curtains, any lamps, but there will be the walls will be brushed, you'll be able to live there, and then you have little choice to when it comes to how to decorate the interior. Like you can decide to install maybe some lights, some very atmospheric and very romantic lighting in your bedroom, and that kind of things.
Well, there you go. Liming, you mentioned choice twice, and I know you're very fixated on that factor, and you think it's probably a disadvantage to all of this. But before we get into that, it's a really cool idea, don't you think, that right now, when you purchase a house, it's a lot of money, and after you've sealed the deal, paid the huge amount of money, as you have if you're purchasing a house in Beijing, Shanghai, these kind of cities, but then you need to worry about that headache of finding people this is before furnishing, actually, to decorate the house. You probably need to find an interior designer and then a team to do the work.
Namely, laying the tiles, and brushing the walls, and installing the electricity and the sockets, all kinds of very complicated things that you never think about previously before you buy a house.
Well, actually, right before going on the show, Lai Ming and I, we were talking about you're kind of going through that right now.
Right now,
What kind of headache is it? Or maybe there's a certain amount of joy. Like, tell us a little bit. How do you go about this after, you know, finding your own home, but all the stuff that comes after that?
I think we just mentioned this, I think it was last month, about me just bought a new house.
Oh, congratulations!
And decoration project is going on. And actually, just earlier today, I talked to the foreman about a little accident that I had last week. Because I think it was last Saturday, we were supposed to be at home observing the heat. So that's when they tried to pump water, hot water, into the heating tubes. And we were supposed to have someone in the apartment to watch whether there's an accident or something. And turns out my wife and I were both very busy. We were working overtime, so we couldn't spare anyone in the apartment. And that's when an accident happened, and I had a burst pipe. and water just went everywhere,
even
downstairs to my neighbor.
And
fortunately and unfortunately, my neighbor just finished decorating his apartment. He's just finished painting his walls, and a lot of it got damaged.
Oh, no.
So earlier today, I just talked to our foreman and sent him over to downstairs to see to evaluate the damage.
So, I guess the fortunate part being at least they haven't really moved in just yet and it's not furbished.
Yeah, there's no furniture damage, but the wall was definitely...
Yeah, okay, I see what you mean there. Mm. And for most of us who are not experts when it comes to refurbishing the house
is choosing a very good foreman.
Yeah. Yeah, and think of all the material that you need to go shopping for.
Yeah.
And you want high quality and it's all, you know...
An eco-friendly.
Yeah, those
low
kind
emissions.
Of things. Yeah. A lot of choices need to be made and then people come in to do all the work for you. But now, like Huangshan mentioned earlier, I do love the idea that you can pretty much just pack your bags and then just move in.
Yes.
Yeah. So... this is apparently not the first time that municipal government have set a pretty high standard for the construction of this of new houses.
New houses. Yes.
Yeah, so let's look at the general picture here. What about elsewhere in China? Is this becoming a trend?
Yeah, I think it is. Before this new move, actually, Shanghai Municipality and also Zhejiang Province, they have both announced a similar policy earlier. For example, last November, Shanghai Housing and Urban Rural Construction Committee announced that 100% of newly built commercial houses and public rental houses within the Outer Ring Road should be decorated houses from January the 1st this year.
Meaning urban areas, huh?
Yeah, of course. And also Zhejiang Provincial, like People's Government, also required all newly built houses to be decorated and finished ones. In all cities and downtown areas of all counties in the province from last October.
And actually, other cities are also following suit.
Yeah,
The story about, when was it, broke out? Guangzhou and Nanking, they've also started to adopting the same policies. Towards newly built apartments.
So this is something that's happening across the country, and it's going to have certainly long-affecting implications, I think, to the real estate business and
exactly.
also like the decorating business and industry. There is this question about why are governments pushing for this? Is it a good move that you... move into houses that have been decorated for you?
Well, I think there are two sides to the one coin. Because on the one hand, it may help reducing environmental pollution when you're making sure that whoever is building, developing the real estate, they also put a little extra effort into uniformly decorating the apartments. That way, they sort of make sure that no one else is decorating the houses after someone has moved in.
Let's go into a little bit more detail then.
Yeah.
How can that help the environment? How can that help to... why is uniformity in this sense helping to reduce waste or the environment?
It means that pollution is concentrated in a short period of time and they're quickly addressed because on such a large scale, the real estate developers are able to motivate a lot of resources to, for example, remove the pollutants. You don't really want, for instance, for me, I don't really want to be the first one to move into a complex. And then while I was enjoying my life there, watching TV or just simply relaxing, I don't want to be able to be interrupted or disturbed by the noises of my neighbors decorating their apartments. And this is nonstop. Usually this takes place for a period of 2 or even 3 years as they gradually move in one by one.
Yeah, actually, I'm kind of on the pro-decorated house stance because I totally agree with Liming and noise is
really one kind of really annoying pollution. And also, I think after they decorate all the houses, they can, I think those developers, you know, how to deal with the garbage and also the wasted materials. Also, I want to mention another thing is they have the better governmental or the state, the state level or the provincial level supervision. So they can make sure all the decoration materials used in the process are environmental products.
Ah, that's the thing we want, really want to talk about.
Yeah.
For people who are decorating their houses, they really care about emissions, especially the materials that are used. For me, I was too lazy to look into exactly what kind of tiles are healthy enough. So I just I didn't choose any wooden materials for the floor. Mm-hmm. So I just went straight to tiles.
Yeah, so because that's a more environmental friendly purchase, you think?
Yeah.
But why does better supervision come into play here? Is it because that it's major companies that are going to be decorating these properties, therefore they are better supervised? How does the government's watch come into play here?
Well, one of the challenges of policing a strategy, well, policing a policy, was to try and make sure that the policies are implemented by everyone. So I think the government's approach is to try and mind only the major players in the industry. For instance, if the real estate companies are doing this, then it makes them easier for the government to keep an eye on them. Mm-hmm. But if each individual or apartment owners are seeking maybe individual foremen who don't necessarily have a company or have a very small company, then it makes it very difficult and energy and inefficient, especially for governments to monitor a large number of very small companies.
But doesn't this also mean that small businesses could kind of be edged out? Because
it is.
Because the big contracts are going to go to big companies, as small companies probably don't even have the ability to refurbish so many apartments.
That exactly is going to be the issue here. I don't think, for example, my foreman, he has a very, very small company and all the staff there are his relatives. And so I don't think, and he really, I don't think he does any kind of advertisement. So I don't think he has the ability to compete with major companies like Lianjia Link, HomeLink. But he's very, 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 very professional. I think for those of them, they may have opportunities to look for better jobs in second tier or third tier cities. For maybe first tier cities, it's just going to be tough for them.
Well, so far we haven't seen this happen in Beijing yet, but it seems to be a ongoing trend. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens next.
I wouldn't worry so much for my foreman because he's very skilled. And also this guideline that is going to be in place in Chengdu in 2022 are only for new houses and also welfare houses. Those are supposed to be very new houses. But I actually look into the statistics. In Chengdu, I think it was in June this year, 70% of housing purchase was made for pre-owned houses, meaning only a small percentage was made for new houses. So I think for those of us, especially me, I just bought a pre-owned house, so I absolutely had to decorate it.
So there's still the need for you seeking your own contractors to refurbish or just to decorate.
There's plenty of room for them to navigate for men and small companies.
Okay, but what does this mean for the industry? I'm thinking about housing price. I'm thinking about the cost that's going to be added maybe into the housing price as your...
Obviously.
So what's going to be happening there?
I think it's a win-win. I mean, because less competition means the big developers, real estate developers, they will put more money into building a new house. I mean, building a better quality house. So they will save some money. And also, I think for those small construction companies, although maybe they will phase out from the market,
but they can be employed by the big companies. It means their rights and their salaries can be guaranteed. Also, for our consumers, I think we can get a better quality houses. We don't need to hire the small construction teams, which we don't know if they are qualified or somehow. And also, I do think consumers want to the big developers to make the prices more transparent. Because
absolutely.
We want to know more included in the construction prices. Yeah.
The reason why I went for a foreman instead of a professional decorating company was because I wanted all my money to go into the hands of the foreman instead of the decorating company in the form of commission. Because decorating companies, they charge a certain amount of commission. But the reason why I did this was I can see how much money was spent in what aspect. That I have a very good idea of how much I've spent on the tiles. I have a good idea of how much I've spent on the paint. Mm-hmm. I know, and the foreman was very careful, very meticulous as to come up with a very, very specific charging bill. Like how much does it cost me to install a lamp, or how much does it cost me to dismantle the tiles in a single bedroom or a living room. The pricing was very specific.
Yeah.
I think that's the kind of thing we would like to see when big real estate companies, the developers, do this.
But do you think that's realistic an expectation, though? Because when all of that cost is going to be lumped together and then just sold to you as the housing price comes, you know, with that fixed figure that you're just being presented, do you think it's feasible that the real estate developers plus their decorating team would actually tell you how much they spent on paint or whatever? And further, we know how expensive purchasing property is right now. Mm-hmm. I think the thought that, maybe I'm getting something a little bit better, but it's going to be more expensive on top of expensive. That's kind of a lot to take in.
Exactly. That's well, I believe where there's a will, there's a way. Uh-huh. I think as long as the customers will know what they want and place the demand, the real estate developers will eventually come to giving. But at the moment, there is that issue. I think at least in Nanjing, which is about to introduce this policy, they have a lot of newly decorated houses in the market now, in this month, actually. So the average price for the decorated house or for the decoration is like 3,000 yuan per square meter, and that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's 1,000 more than I pay for my decoration project.
All right.
Well, I by a very simple calculation, I'm spending 2,000 yuan per square meter.
Yeah, I think it takes a good mathematician to figure all that stuff out.
And also, a lot of the new apartments coming out, they are more expensive than that. That was just an average. We also speaking about 5,000 yuan per square meter and even 50,000 yuan per square meter.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of money. And certainly, I want to talk about choice as well, since Lolaimin couldn't stop talking about it at the beginning. So what does this mean for choice, as maybe there isn't you needing to do that anymore? Would you like it this way?
Yeah, actually, I have a bold suggestion. Mm-hmm. How about those big developers? They can offer some choices. I mean, the catering, like decoration projects. It means when you choose the house, you can also choose, besides location and house, the square meters, what about also the decoration styles? You want a high-end or just basic decoration?
That's going to be very complicated because a lot of it matters. A lot of it matters because, for instance, the paint. There are so many brands in the market. I spent a lot of time studying the brands, you know, Northern Europe or domestic, and I end up buying the best of a domestic brand.
What about for them if they're bulk buys? Is it the price are cheaper than you just personally buy the materials?
What do you mean?
For the big developers, they need to buy
in
a
bulk.
Large...
Oh, bulk purchase. I'm not sure. Maybe the apartment owners will be able to get better deal via the developers because they're going because of the bulk buy stuff.
Yeah, and I do have a question here that is, I know that a lot of people who you've put so much money into this. This is the biggest investment one makes in your whole lifetime. And in China, often involves two generations of people in the family to make this happen.
You don't really want to involve a second generation.
I know. When you're buying the house, when you're buying property because of how expensive it is. So having that in mind, and wouldn't people want to make their sweet homes their own style? And I wonder how many people are willing to forego that process of decorating yourself.
Why?
So maybe this wouldn't even stop people from doing it.
I think it depends on how much you care. Yeah. For people who care that much about where you live and what the environment and how you interact and how you do stuff in your house, you'd really want to spend that extra time. And also, this is a very, very precious learning process. You get to talk to salespeople, you get to know what kind of materials are healthy. Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of studying to do, or you don't need to take that anymore, as you can just pick up your bags and move in. Certainly, this will require, I think, a lot more trying each other out, I think, in the market and seeing if people are willing to take this policy. You're listening to Roundtable.